Hello and welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. I'm Emilio Garcia and we're here with Brian Marlowe, who heads the entire enterprise. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm really good.
I
have to tell you, we are getting a lot of submissions.
Yeah, we are.
Government, aren't we?
We are. Our portal to allow people to make submissions is live, and there have been thousands of submissions that have been made.
Yeah.
So I think I might sort of dive into the detail around that, because on Twitter I had a few people last night some of them were frustrated because I think they tried to make submissions that didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Then they wanted to know, how do the submissions work? How is it all working? Yeah. What's going on? You know, do you know that the committee's receiving these things? All that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I'm going to run through it. We know that the submissions are working.
Mm-hmm.
We know that submissions are being made. They're individual submissions made by you, the vapor.
Correct.
So one of the questions was, oh, are you making the submissions using their details? And the answer is no. We've just created an easy portal to allow you to put in some information and then make a submission yourself with your own personal information, with your own personal story to the inquiry. It took a lot of coding, there's a lot of custom work that needed to be done.
Indeed.
And we've found there's just a couple of issues, which is, for some reason, people still use Internet Explorer. You shouldn't. There's way better web browsers out there. And Internet Explorer doesn't quite work that well with the program. So if you could use Chrome, Firefox, literally any other internet browser other than Internet Explorer, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And also we found people were making submissions through the portal, but then putting like, I guess because they didn't, they were putting fake emails.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think the reasoning may be that, you know, a lot of vapers vape with nicotine without a prescription. And then when you ask them to speak publicly, they get a bit scared because they know that technically it's illegal. And people don't want to break the law. They want to, you know, live legally, which is why vaping should be legalized.
Yes.
So we've had a few people that have like, you know, their name is John Smith and their real email is johnsmith@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But they've been putting it through as like jimmyjohnjohn@notmyemail.fake, right? Or something like that.
And we can't send
emails. Well, no. Like so the program won't allow you to do that because the program knows if it's a fake webmail or not.
Yeah, otherwise we could send emails from like...
Well, otherwise we could make...
PrincesZimbabwe.com.
Yeah, we could make fake submissions.
Yes.
And completely lie about the process. And we're not about to do that.
Correct.
So if you're one of those people that's concerned that making a submission may open you up to legal liability because you're vaping without a prescription, you're fine.
Yes.
Submissions, if accepted, are protected under parliamentary privilege. You can put that stuff in there. So please, if you're going to make a submission through the portal, use your correct information, use a real email address, and you'll get through. And if you do have any issues making that submission, either contact us, or we've put a second option on the website where you can just contact them directly and upload the form.
Just send your email and that'll be fine. A couple of things you can try, like I said, switch your operating system. So if you have, if it's not working on your Mac, use your phone or use your PC. Use another browser, change an email. Most people have more than one email.
Mm.
And if all else fails, which it shouldn't, but if it does, just send it directly. It's, it's unfortunate that it's not working for everyone, but it is a very complicated system that we built quickly. So
yeah, I mean, we've had over 8,000 people make successful submissions. The committee will be processing those.
Yeah.
Some people have asked, okay, but I made a submission and my submission hasn't been published, but some others have.
Mm.
Well, when you make a submission via an email, they have to review each individual submission. They need to make sure you're not putting defamatory commentary in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be making a submission that just says, you know, anyone who opposes vaping is a mass murderer or something like that. Like that's defamatory.
Yes.
It needs to be a legitimate submission. Mm-hmm. So they need to look at the individual submission. They need to make sure it's not spam. They need to make sure you're not making defamatory comments. You might have then said that you want your submission to be public or name withheld or redacted or private. They then have to go through that process. They then have to show the submissions to the committee members, of which the committee members decide what to publish and what not to publish.
Correct.
So there is a long process around this, and you need to be a little bit patient.
Yeah. But ultimately, we've had actually over 9,000 at this point. By the time this is published, it'll probably break 12,
hopefully.
I'm hoping. So it's working. And so what can we expect as a result of this? Because I know, you know, there are some people who are anti-vapers who are sending in their submissions, and it's, you know, kind of adorable in terms of, you know, there's like you can count on two hands how many anti-vaping
The biggest thing anti-vapers have always done is they try and deny the size of the vaping community in Australia. Mm-hmm. So you'll see them all the time. They'll say, oh, you know, estimates that there's 500,000 vapers are wrong. You know, at best there's 100,000, something like that.
Right.
It's not a huge issue. It barely affects anyone. We don't need to change policy on this. Just keep it banned.
Yeah.
But then they'll also turn around and say, but there's a vaping epidemic. So it's like, so there's no one vapes, mm-hmm. but it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
Or, interesting. Like, it just doesn't make any logical sense. And it's part of their concerted push where they've lost on the science.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost on the argument about how their regulatory model would work because we know half of the vapers will go back to smoking cigarettes.
Correct.
The only thing they can say is that it's a non-issue and shouldn't be looked at. And the way that they do that is they deny your voice. And they say that you're just an anecdote and that you don't count.
Correct.
So you have to make submissions and let the inquiry know that you actually do exist and that you do care about this issue and that you're not going to accept.
A really important part of the submission that we're encouraging people to send is not only saying, I'm a vapor and I really need vaping legalized, but I need vaping legalized and I oppose the prescription method. Because correct. I think a lot of people very dishonestly are going out and saying, it's just an added safety measure. We're happy for people to choose to vape. We just want to make sure they get a prescription.
Yeah,
because the doctor needs to look at them, you know, make sure that they're
yeah, yeah, yeah. It all sounds very nice until you literally pay more than 2 seconds of attention to it, which is, correct. Okay, great. What doctor do they go to? There's 10 in the country.
Mm.
Most GPs are saying they won't prescribe it. The Australian Medical Association doesn't support vaping.
Yeah.
Then assuming they get a prescription, they go to a pharmacy, but the pharmacy guild says they don't want to stock them. So where do they get it from? It's not going to work.
Correct.
And it's the only country that's pushing this stupid model, and it's not the country that's pushing it. It's unelected faceless bureaucrats.
Yeah. Oh, which is why, I mean, anti-vapers are not happy that we're making the progress that we're making.
Correct.
And, you know, now is the time, because if we lose now, we lose everything. We might as well
pack up, go home.
Yeah. And if you want your, you know, fetish cream flavored
yeah, if you've decided that you don't like the wide myriad of flavors from all kinds of different manufacturers and you don't like the Australian vaping community and vaping vendors,
mm-hmm.
and you want to buy a Pfizer, you know, foot cheese and salt flavored liquid from a pharmacy for way over inflated prices after seeing a GP, then support the prescription model.
Yeah, that'll be great for anyone.
But if you have a basic sense of logic and understand that vapers should be able to access the products they want, then you should be opposing the prescription model.
Not to mention, like, the small business aspect. It's also really important. What we're doing is also saying it seems really weird that the anti-vapers are saying it's just better to make sure that all these small mom-and-pop shops, all these people who's just started these businesses out of a desire to help people quit smoking, we're going to take their livelihoods from them.
No, so this is what they're saying now. They're saying that their regulatory model won't affect Australian vaping vendors.
Yeah.
Sorry, Australian vaping vendors are not allowed to sell nicotine. 80% of vapers actually hire vape with nicotine, which means they buy these products from overseas. They're already losing to overseas companies.
Correct.
Now, if you legislate nicotine liquids and devices, but only in select Australian stores, that means that your average vapor, why would he go to the local vape shop when he has to go to the pharmacy to buy these products?
Correct.
So yes, you will affect Australian industry, and you'll affect Australian jobs, you'll deny the Australian economy.
Yeah.
Australian economy, the Australian economy of revenue, and you'll shut down these businesses. So,
yeah, and it's a great time. It's a great time to put a ton of people out of work and, you know, give big corporations that already have billions of dollars in the bank to give them a little bit extra money-making potential. They probably wouldn't even make that much money because I think most people just wouldn't vape
on this model. They'd go back to cigarettes.
Yeah, great. Well, big tobacco is happy. Big tobacco and big pharma benefiting. Individuals who want to quit smoking and people who want to help.
Good job, anti-vapers.
Yeah. But now that we are seeing the overwhelming majority of submissions being made are from everyday vapers, vape shops, people who want it legalized as a consumer good, and a tiny, tiny minority of salty people who say, no, it's terrible for you and it shouldn't be legalized. What can we expect as the next steps?
Look, I don't want to speculate because, you know, the world of politics and committees and inquiries and all that kind of stuff is quite murky, and to be honest, we have no oversight on that kind of stuff. You know, one of the things last night on Twitter, a bunch of vapers were asking me, you know, what's happening with the inquiry, like what's happening You know, are they receiving these things? Mm. Are they pro? Look, the answer is, I don't know what they're doing with the submissions.
Yeah.
It's an independent committee. It's an independent inquiry. I can't call up the committee secretariat and be like, hey, Brian from Legalized Vaping, what's happening with my submissions that are coming through? Where are they?
Yeah.
When are you getting them done? They're not going to answer me. It's an independent process.
It would be problematic if they were, by the way.
Yes, it would be wrong. It would be wrong for them to do that.
Yeah.
So, look, what we can expect is the committee inquiry and hearings will take place.
I think
there's one scheduled for the 13th of November. They will start requesting people to attend that they want to hear from. We're hoping that we're one of the groups that they want to hear from. However, nothing's guaranteed.
No.
And it will be a case of, you know, whoever attends those inquiries presenting the evidence of which there's stacks in support of safe, legal vaping as a consumer product, not a prescription product.
Yeah. Well, we can hope that happens and that it goes off without a hitch. But, you know, anti-vapers have shown that they play dirty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, using a pandemic to try to just ban all imports of nicotine is something that was tried recently. Now, you defeated it, but we came damn close. So
yeah.
I think to think that they're just going to say, like, oh, well, let's just let the process play out fairly.
You know what?
Yeah.
This time we'll
It
just...
was a good fight.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing personal, bucko.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
It really, really doesn't. However, even if they try something dirty to say, hey, now you're trying to deny the will of all these people, if you're making a lot of noise, it becomes way, way harder to play a dirty trick like that.
Absolutely.
No. Well, I would drag this on, but I think we've reached the natural end of this podcast. Or do you have anything else you'd like to say? Nah.
Keep making submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Make a donation if you can.
Yeah.
And if you can't, share the submission portal with your family and your friends and get them to make the submission as well.
Yep. And also, don't forget to subscribe to Legalized Vaping, Legalized Vaping Podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. There's also a video version that you can get on Facebook and YouTube, and all of our information is available on legalizedvaping.com.au. This has been Legalized Vaping by Legalized Vaping Australia.
How many times can you say legalized vaping in one sentence?
Legalized vaping.
Yeah, there we go. Vaping.